It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you happen to be in the Portmarnock area, why not swing by the White Sands Hotel? It is well worth a visit. The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is fantastic. You can, if you're out the front of the hotel, you can give your dog a shower after taking the dog for a walk down the seafront. Down the beach, you can have a sauna outside the hotel, and you can also get your car valeted in the car park around the back of the hotel. It's all here at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Many of you at this stage will have seen a video that's kind of gone viral in the last 24 hours that was filmed on a Dublin bus. And it was filmed by a lady who we are not naming, but we're going to be talking to in a moment, but we're not naming her. She wants to keep her identity private. But this is a video. How do we describe this video, Jeremy? This is a video of...
It's the number 19 bus, which goes from the airport to Dublin city centre. And it wouldn't be a route that I've ever heard of trouble on before, but this can happen on any route. And in the video, we're going to play the audio from it. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to hear from the woman who actually recorded the video. So for the first time, you're going to get the background to this video. Because, you know, you look at it, it's a 2-minute video, and you look at it, and that doesn't tell you the full background to the story. So we're going to hear from the woman in a couple of moments who actually recorded the video. But in the video... the woman
which, by the way, it's only really a video of the back of a seat, but you can hear the person abusing a lady who is wearing a mask, a protective mask, like lots of us wore during COVID.
So why is Alan saying just name the route? We did.
Dublin.
Dublin Airport to City Centre, Alan. Like, what more do you
want? Route 19.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we were speaking to this particular lady who's featured in the video, and she said before the video started, this particular man was right in her face, shouting and spitting. And she only started recording because she was afraid if something happened to her and to show it to her boss if she was late. He was very verbally abusive before she started recording. And in a lot of the comments about her video, the comments saying that she should have recorded him better, she says, and this is just to put into context when you hear this video, she was terrified. She was terrified to put the camera in his
Of course,
he was
aggressive.
He certainly was, and she didn't know. She didn't want to want him to know that she was recording. So that's her explanation as to why the video is just like literally in the back of a seat. But have a listen to this audio of an absolute prick on a bus going into town and having a go at a woman just because she was wearing a face mask.
So the woman, just for context, the woman who recorded the video is not the woman who's been harassed. Well, she did end up being harassed as well. So it's an Asian woman.
Is wearing a mask.
We don't know if she's Japanese, Chinese. She's an Asian woman sitting on the bus wearing a mask, which she's entitled to do.
And by the way, just to let you know, I was in Asia, as you know, a couple of weeks back, and half the population wear masks.
Yeah, nothing to do with COVID.
They just wear masks.
They always have.
So this lady on a Dublin bus was wearing a mask yesterday. And the lady who you hear featured in this is going to be talking to us in a moment. But she was so afraid that she didn't want him to know that she was videoing. But have a listen to the audio of her video.
You don't have that fucking COVID shit. That's a Japanese COVID shit. That's Japanese.
You know nothing to do with her.
Japanese, what's that? What's that mask you got on your face? What's that?
They wear them when they're
what's
sick.
What's that mask you got on your face? Shut up.
They wear them when
Shut
she's
the fuck
sick,
up.
So she doesn't give it to you.
She doesn't give what?
A cold.
Cold.
A flu.
A cold. We're all wearing masks for a cold. The COVID shit. 5 years of this shit.
It should be when you're
fuck
sick,
off, man.
You wear a mask.
A cold. A cold. Fuck off. You deserve to be told to fuck off with
no.
That cold shit. A cold. A cold. And you're wearing masks and you want to have the rest of us wearing that shit. A cold. Coronavirus cold. Get the fuck off this bus and get out
you,
of my country. Shut the fuck up. I'm not fucking... I don't give a fuck
you don't
what you
speak
want.
For Ireland.
You don't speak for
Ireland. You don't speak
for anybody here. shite. It's shite. Coronavirus shite.
9 in the morning going on.
Oh,
like
yeah.
This.
Coronavirus shite. Shut the fuck up.
You're a few
shut the
late.
Fuck up. You don't speak for
how
any Irish.
You, just
you don't speak for any Irish.
And you do.
You don't
and
speak
you
for
do.
Anybody.
And you do.
You do not speak for anybody.
And you do.
No, you don't.
But do you?
You don't. You don't. Shoot your fucking mouth. Shoot your fucking mouth. Oh yeah, the mask wear, the coronavirus mask wear. Shut your fucking mouth and get off this bus. Get the fuck off this bus. And you too as well.
Me?
Get the fuck off.
There you go. That's just a slightly edited version of that video. No, a lot of you will have seen it at this stage. It has gone viral. Everybody talking about this absolute knob of a human being on the bus.
Not everybody, by the way. I was shocked by some of the people on her page who were actually defending on them. Now, they're not coming on. They were invited on.
Defending this guy.
Defending him, saying he was right. COVID, I can name the people that... Like, look, there's one. Isabel Mahon there on her Facebook page.
Yeah.
COVID is a hoax. Like, what has that got to...
What has that got to do with this lady wearing a bloody mask on a bus?
Even if you believe that COVID... And this topic isn't about COVID. Even if you believe that COVID is a hoax, Elizabeth Mahon, would you be happy... You absolute fool of a woman. Would you be happy if that was you being verbally abused or your daughter being verbally abused or your sister being verbally abused? Nobody has a right. That woman wearing that mask was not bothering that man at all.
She was just sitting there wearing a face mask. End of story. And as I said, our understanding is the lady's Asian. Asian people generally wear face masks. I would say over half the population in Tokyo wore a face mask outdoors.
And can I just say to that about that woman, we know her name obviously, but she doesn't want to be named. But that woman is a bloody hero. You are a legend. I'd shake your hand. Yeah, if you were standing beside me, because you were the only one, from what I can gather, that appeared to step up to the mark and defend that woman.
And that's really the question that we're throwing out there. Would you, if you heard somebody being abused in that way for wearing a face mask, and that's the offence that this Asian woman committed.
That's all she did.
She wore a face mask. Would you jump to her defence if somebody was attacking her like that guy?
And can I say one thing to you as well, guys? This could be your sister or mother or a partner. That my wife had a really bad cold about 2 weeks ago and she had to go somewhere on the loose and she wore a mask. It was nothing to do with COVID. She didn't want to be spreading germs to people and she just decided to wear a mask on the loose because she had to go into town and pick something up and she wore the mask, okay? Which is fine. How anybody could have a problem with that is beyond me. But it's scary to think that she... could have been verbally abused like that. Like he was, that was a violent, abusive man, wasn't it?
Absolutely. And some people are saying I'd have slapped the head off him.
You wouldn't though, you wouldn't.
No, and if you think that there was a fair few people on that bus and not one person,
it's very easy.
Bar this lady, opened her gob.
It's very easy for you to say, you know, half the people saying I would have slapped the head of them don't even have the balls to come on the show. So you wouldn't have the balls to slap the head off someone. It's very easy on your keyboard to go,
I would slap
the head off him. You probably wouldn't, is the truth. And that woman, I swear to God, she is a hero and she should be proud of herself. And we're going to hear from her in a moment. She's going to tell you her side of the story. But on a bus full of passengers, yeah, that's a really busy route, the 19, she was the only one, from what I can gather, that stood up to that fucking bully, and that's all he is. A mouthpiece. A mouthpiece.
Let's hear from the lady herself, telling us her story of what happened on the number 19 bus.
So yeah, I was the person on the bus. I suppose it was on the 19 from the airport up into town, like, and it kind of, like, I don't know where your man got on, but I'm going to assume probably around Drumcondra, Doors S Street, kind of. I wasn't paying attention. And then I kind of seen, like, issues kind of, like, him kind of just making comments and shouting probably around Parnell Street, like, well, Parnell Square up to O'Connell Street. And at this point, like, the bus was full. And I didn't say anything. I was like, again, I was thinking like everyone else kind of mentality of like, oh, someone else will step in. It won't have to be me. Do you know what I mean? And yeah, like I was supposed to get off at O'Connell Bridge for my work. And I seen everyone else kind of get off. And obviously no one had said anything up until this point. And he was kind of still ranting and raving. And he was kind of saying things like, you Chinese this and it going on really badly about like COVID and how the Chinese tried to kill him with COVID and et cetera, et cetera. Just kind of ranting and raving and was really shouting at her. And I was like, oh my God. Like, and then I remember at one point she actually turned around and said to him, I'm not Chinese. And that's when he started going on about Japan. Then, you know, like that they're all the same and yada, yada, yada. And when I seen that herself and this man wasn't actually getting off the bus at the bridge where I was supposed to get off, I stayed on. And then he kind of kept going at her again. And at this point, there was only the gentleman on the right-hand side. So I didn't actually, like, I wouldn't have expected now this older man to kind of chime in, you know. And then the bus driver, you can hear him at the very start of the video asking if everything's okay. And at what point I said no, but that man was like, yeah, we're fine, as if he was the victim. So that was the bus driver actually chiming in. Now, I have been in contact with Dublin Bus and Dublin Bus have been in contact with me. So I'm not going to kind of go into that here, but there is kind of an open case with it. Now, they have been very kind of supportive on their end and saying, you know, like this part was just really like, we're fair play to you, but this shouldn't have got, it could have happened a different way. So we're kind of in talk on at the moment on that. So yeah, it was just I do think the bus driver probably should have pulled in. And it was just from there you can kind of see what happened then. And then my biggest concern was then when I seen your one was getting off on Nassau Street, I jumped up with her to get off. You can actually kind of hear her if you listen closely saying like, thank you so much for sticking up for me. And then I got off the bus with her and I seen he was staying on the bus, so I was like, right, Grant, she's okay, I can go to work, she can go to wherever she's going. And I waited for a minute, but then I seen like the bus driver was kind of giving out and obviously wasn't moving until he got off the bus. And then kind of he was kicked off the bus then at the same stop as me and this lady. And I ran up to the lady to be like, okay, listen, I don't know if we're safe at the minute. I'm going to walk with you wherever you're going. And she was like, oh, I'm going to a hotel up this way. And I was like, great, well, listen, I'll walk up with you. I'll be late for work. It's fine. Like, don't worry about it. And she was really like, no, don't worry about me. It's fine. Don't worry. Like, don't be silly. I'm okay. And I was like, okay, grand. But I walked up with her. And when she was turning right to Kildare Street, she's like, my hotel's only up here. And I couldn't see your man then. So I was like, right, he's not actually following. So it's fine. So I was like, listen, you go to your hotel. I'm going to go to my work. I told her where I worked. And I was like, listen, if you want to come in and have a... And she was like, oh, I'm actually going to be going around that way tomorrow. So she was like, what's your name? Whatever. And well, I haven't seen her. She didn't actually come by or make herself known to me. But she was saying like she was doing touristy things. So I know she was a tourist. She was coming to a hotel. She had luggage with her. That was pretty much it. I just wasn't really happy that as well, like Dublin Bus, like, well, the bus driver, well, it's very hard to navigate what to do in them situations and what's right and what's wrong. And especially I don't think the bus driver, I don't think what he wasn't native, like Irish. So I do think if he kind of got out or tried to do anything, it probably would have made the situation a bit worse. But not that as well. Like, obviously I wouldn't have expected him to, he's not allowed to get out of his little cab, but it probably would have made things worse. And I said that's a dumb bus. I was like, I wouldn't have wanted him to get out and endanger himself either. Like, it was already enough, but... Yeah, it was just, it's hard to do what's right and what's wrong. It's hard to know what's right and what's wrong to do in them situations. But yeah, your one is okay. I'm okay. Everything's fine. But I've kind of been in touch with maybe barring that man off the buses, because it's not safe having him kind of going around and just jumping on people for literally no reason.
What a brilliant message that was. That lady was happy enough to send a voice note to explain the whole story, but doesn't want her name read out. And we're going to respect that. We won't be identifying her in any way.
That says it all, by the way, that she doesn't want her name read out, because such will be the backlash. Because you may not believe this, listening to this podcast now. You may not believe that there's people out there that will defend that prick on the bus, but there actually is. Some of our own followers, by the way, if you're defending that prick, get off our page. We don't want you on our page. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But there are actually people defending that piece of shit on our page. Women. There was a woman defending him, saying, oh, what was this she said? She said, oh, he's right. They brought the disease over here. Like, Jesus Christ. Like, so... That's why she wants to stay anonymous, because there are very dangerous, dangerous people out there. I'm sick after
I know, so am I. So really am I, having heard the whole story, and even down to that it's awful that the bus driver, who was a foreign national as well, according to what she said in her message, obviously it would have escalated out of control had he tried to throw your man off the bus. Now, he eventually shouted him off the bus, but horrible, horrible situation. And fair play to her. She's absolutely legendary.
But shame on the rest of the people who said nothing. Would you agree?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, well, Quivine,
you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Quivine?
Not bad, lads. How's it going?
Good, thanks, Quivine. Well, what do you make of this whole story? Now, we've heard the whole story, even what happened when they got off the bus. What did you want to say on this?
I'm going to make it even better for you, lads. I'm a bus driver for Dublin Bus.
Oh, okay.
I drive the number 19.
Oh, okay.
And the official policy is we are not allowed to get out of the cab in any way, shape or form, right? But I'm going to tell you here and now, on my father's grave, if I witnessed a man going on like that and talking to a woman like that, I'd be straight out of the cab, I'd box the face off him and drag him off the bus and gladly lose my job.
Yeah, but Kevin, let me say this to you, because a mate of mine was involved in a situation like that a couple of years ago. He was a Dublin bus driver, not anymore, and he was in his cab. Right. And now, this video went viral at the time. This is going back about 8 years ago. And there was a drug addict on the bus hassling passengers and really giving them hassle. And he got out of his cab, and this was videoed at the time. He got out of his cab and got your man, who deserved it, by the way. He got the junkie, held him up with two hands, and threw him down the stairs onto the ground outside the bus. He was literally shamed to an inch of his life.
I remember.
Do you remember that video?
I know him.
Oh, you know him. Yeah, lovely, lovely fella. Wouldn't harm a fly. Yeah. I was only out with him there last week. He wouldn't harm a fly, and he was literally shamed within an inch of his life from the do-gooders who said he shouldn't have put his hand on the passenger.
One of the biggest problems on in regards to the buses, right? One of the biggest problems is 99.9% of us have just had enough. We have just had enough. And if we do or say anything, we're hammered. Your job's on the line. You've got phones in your face. They're only videoing half of what actually is after happening. And it's the bus driver. But I have to be honest, if I witnessed anything like that, I wouldn't give a rat's ass. He'd be coming off the bus by the hair. I have two young daughters, and I can tell you here and now, if that was them, he'd want to leave the country because I'd kill him.
Now, listening to the video, and I'm thinking of the driver. Now, we don't know specifically who the driver was on that bus that time, but our understanding from that lady is that he was a foreign national, and this guy really had an issue with foreigners and Japanese people, and he might have inflamed the situation out of control had he gotten out of his cab and did what you said you would do.
Well, my answer to that is quite simple. Do you care? Does a young woman, or I don't even know how old she was, but there's a woman being abused like that, verbally, very viciously and aggressively.
But what are the rules that you have? Okay, so I understand you're not allowed to get out of the cab. Is that under any circumstances?
Under any circumstances, when there's trouble on the bus, we're not allowed to get out of the cab. We're supposed to call the controller, who in turn will call the guards. And no disrespect to the guards, they're never there on time.
No, sure.
I've often had situations where I've followed procedure, called the guards, and I've been left waiting nearly 2 hours. I was left waiting over an hour one day on the Ballymun Road right outside the guard station. Over an hour. Now, outside the station.
From what we understand, the bus driver did tell the guy to get off the bus. Now, he told him to get off the bloody bus at the same bus stop that the two ladies got off at. But he told your man to get off the bus, which he subsequently did. But at that stage, it was probably too late.
In my opinion, that's too late. Genuinely, in my opinion, that's too late. I would have stopped that just as it started. Personally, but that's just me. That driver that was on the bus that day, he could have been afraid. He could have been nervous.
I'm sure he was. Yeah. And
you can't blame the man for that. You can't blame the man for that. And with everything we have, like, I'm driving buses a long, long time, many years now. And with all the issues and situations that we have now at this stage, it's horrendous. Horrendous.
And let me ask you, because somebody just commented a moment ago to say, there needs to be security on all buses all the time. That's not really practical,
not
is it? It's not possible.
It's not possible. No. It's not. There's too many buses. The city's too big. There's too many routes, too many garages. It is not possible. What is needed is a transport police. Simple as that. There's no ifs, ands or buts about it. It's a specific transport police that if you need them, they can be there in minutes. Mm.
But the strange thing about this is, and I actually believe you in your words, you're saying that you would have got out of the cab. The thing is, how'd you got out of the cab? Had you been the driver on that bus, and how'd you got out of the cab and got your man by the scruff and threw him off the bus, you would be the villain in the eyes of some people.
100%, but I'd gladly accept that.
Yeah. No, but that's the world we're living in now. That there will be a group of scumbags out there. How dare you put your hands on him?
That man was right coping.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you would have been the villain of the piece.
100%. 100%. You get it all the time. You get people getting on the bus trying to dodge the fares. Here's an example, right? And this is actually one thing that really galls me, right? You get junkies or addicts or scumbags getting on the bus trying to dodge the fares, and they're trying to beg money off of people. And we're saying, like me, for example, I'm saying, look, you have to get off the bus. You can't do this. Then you'll have the do-gooder coming up with a leave card. I'll pay for their fare. So they're undermining the driver to start with, and they're showing these scumbags, oh, but this is great. We can do this all the time. Somebody's going to pay me fare because I'm holding the bus up.
And let me ask you, an incident like that that was caught on video, well, the audio was captured on video for a lot of what happened. How often are there incidents like this when you're driving your bus?
Me personally?
Yeah. How common is
maybe, it? Maybe, I'd have an incident maybe 5 to 6 times a week.
5 to 6 times a week?
On a quiet day.
And this is five to six times a week, an incident that would warrant throwing somebody off a bus?
Oh yeah, 5 to 6 times a week I'll put somebody off a bus.
The girl, Kevin, the girl who was on the bus, number 19, just messaged for you, and she says, fair play to that bus driver. I wish someone was there like that to back me up, but I didn't want anyone else putting themselves in danger. I was more upset with the bus driver throwing him off with us, and not concerned if he attacked us or followed us to the hotel or my place of work. In fairness, your man should have been left. But again, the bus driver can't hold someone back. You can't detain.
You can't detain. Like I had an incident a few years ago where, and obviously I'm not going to name routes or names or anything like that, where we had a lady had come up to me. There was a fella down the back of a bus. There was a woman passed out, and a man was touching her inappropriately. And I pulled the bus in, and now obviously completely lost the plot, grabbed them in the headlock and dragged them off the bus, and then realised I need the guards from. Then I dragged them back onto the bus, and I held them on the bus till the guards came. He was arrested, but then down the line, he tried to do me for false arrest.
And what came of that?
I have to give credit to the guard. He got it squashed.
Oh, right. Very good. Very good.
He got it squashed. But at that point, excuse the language, I didn't give a fuck. I didn't care. I really didn't care. I've no tolerance for the way the city is going. And that's it. I mean, I look at it, as I said, I have teenage daughters who are out and about all the time. I'm worried sick. Worried sick. They have to let me know where they are at all times, when they're on the way home, who's with them. Keep updating me with texts every couple of hours to let me know they're okay.
And I'll tell you the scary part of that particular video. Listening to that guy speaking, it didn't sound like he was drunk. It didn't sound like he was off his face on drugs. He actually sounded perfectly sober, but just an obnoxious prick, excuse my language, having a go at a woman for wearing a bloody face mask.
What I got from that man's voice, and now I seen that video this morning, and the first thing I thought was, I wish that was on my duty. That was the first thing I thought. Out straight, I wish I was driving that bus. The second, what I got from his voice was pure cowardice, hatred. Hatred. Would he have spoke to a man like that?
No,
not if a man was wearing a mask.
Not in a million years.
You know what I mean? And then I was even kind of thinking, if I was sitting down the back of the bus as a passenger, I would have just gotten up and planted him. Plain and simple.
And the bottom line as well is, if it were a man that had have had a go at him in the way in which that lady did, he probably wouldn't have spoken back as much. He probably
wouldn't his no. shit.
Yeah.
Wouldn't his shit. As I said, I would have, as soon as the bus pulled in, I'd have planted him, I'd have pressed the emergency button and dragged him off the bus myself.
And if anybody knows who that absolute prick of a human being is, I would love to find out. Absolutely, I would love to name and shame that person who had a go at those two ladies on the bus. Creevin, we really appreciate you talking to us. Thanks very much indeed.
No bother. Thanks for having me.
Good man. You're a good one. We need more people like
absolutely,
that.
Absolutely, 100%. Let me go to this WhatsApp voice note from Eddie.
So, you're saying people didn't get involved, only that woman who, fair play to her, is years a hero. What would I have done in that situation? I would have sat beside the bloke and I would have said to him politely and quietly, answer me one question. What effect on your day and your daily commute is that person over there minding their own business wearing a mask have on you? And I would have waited for an answer. And then I would have says, I'm going to go and sit beside her now. And if you give her any grief, I'm going to come over and I'm going to fucking letter you. And mark my words, I would have fucking done it. I fucking hate cowards like that, picking on a woman. Any man that fucking picks on a woman is a fucking coward in my book. And I would have sat beside that woman and reassured her. I said, don't mind him, he's just a fucking gobshite. And if he'd have kept it up, I would have went over and fucking belted him.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Jay, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jay?
Hey, then, how are you,
Paul? I'm good, thanks. What did you want to say on this?
Isn't it sad that this is the world we're living in now? This is the city that we've inherited because people don't care about people anymore, except for that lady on the bus. But, you know, you hit that bus, man, he's being instructed to stay in your cab.
And they can suffer consequences if they don't stay in their cab. And that's the sad part. Now, look, I understand this. I understand this for their own health and safety, if nothing else. But, I mean, listening to that driver a couple of minutes ago, he wouldn't have let that sit. He'd have taken a chance with his own job to get that prick off the bus.
But isn't it sad that he has to take the chance with his job? He should be held as the hero for fucking him off the bus, but he wouldn't. As you said, look at that driver only a couple of months ago, the kid. Remember on the video? And he was slated for putting his hands on the kid.
Yep.
I mean, we live in a society now. I've been saying this to you for a while now. The criminal is now the victim. The victim is now the oppressor, you know, because he done that because you've a better life than him. And the reason he done that is because your life is better and it's your fault that his life is shit because he does drugs. And that's the society we live in now. It's push the blame away from them. Go into the prisons. Do you want to wrap everybody in cotton wool? There's so many speculative bleeding psychologists, counsellors, and we have to look back at the trauma and we have to go back and see how he was raised. Bullshit. There's just bad people in the world.
The thing is about that piece of shit on the bus, and that's all he is, yeah? Is that he's probably one of these ones that does be out protesting, make Dublin safe for women.
He's on that cloud. Oh, yeah, he's part of that. You can tell it straight away.
Yeah.
The close the borders, the blah, blah, blah. Wouldn't go out with but as you said, he would not talk to me, you, or Adrian like that.
No, but probably Adrian, but not you or me.
If one bloke had stood up to him, he would have said, now you hear the anger in his voice to the women. You know, you can hear that. He obviously lives on his own. There's no way to say that. But he is that type of bully.
What do you make of the his big issue, from what we could hear from that video, was having a go at the Asian woman for wearing a face mask on the bus and basically saying COVID is a hoax and they brought it into the country and all that shite that you heard on the video. But what do you make of the people who have commented saying, no, he had a point now, you shouldn't be wearing masks. The Asians did bring COVID into this country or into the world and all of that. Basically, almost condoning your man having a go at the woman for wearing the mask.
Yeah, but come on, we all know who these people are, okay? They live at the end of them fucking keyboards now, right? They don't come out into the real world. I mean, half a dumbwit knows that Asian cultures do wear masks. They always have. I mean, their cities are polluted with smog and that congestion. That has always been a thing. That's just a cultural thing. He's an uneducated fool. He doesn't realise that. He didn't even know she was a tourist. He didn't know she could have been from here. You know, she could have had a scar on her face and she was embarrassed to her. You know yourself, and just covered up.
The more I'm thinking about it, the penny is only dropping in my head here. This lady had a suitcase with her. This lady had just gotten off an aeroplane into Ireland.
To
go on her holidays. And the very first experience she has is a bus from Dublin Airport and getting a prick like that having
a
go at her.
She was probably a student.
Dublin bus are littered with CCTV, right? So he's caught on every angle on that. They know where you got on, okay? So there's a good chance we got on around there going to the city centre. He's from that area. You know, yeah, I mean, it doesn't take a fucking rocket science to realise.
Yep.
You know, I mean, they have to be able to find, and they have to make an example of a prick like this. You can't be having that. People ain't using public transport. Adrian, I have a few kids. I don't let them near the city anymore. My daughter that lives in the city centre is down the country with me for the whole summer. I mean, that's how bad it is. You can't let your kids.
Yeah, no, it is shocking. And what
you know about Lorraine's mam? Sorry, Adrian. You know about Lorraine's mam on the Lewis?
Yes, yeah,
I do. Broad fucking daylight.
Yep.
In broad daylight, hundreds of people standing around her, and they were able to do this. Look at that woman on the bus. I mean, how many more videos do we need a second? These fuckers on the buses. And they have
it's really embarrassing. And like as I mentioned already, I was in Japan a couple of weeks ago. And on public transport, I felt so safe because the people are so polite. There's no antisocial behaviour at all. And then this woman arrives into Ireland and gets dogs abused like that on a bloody bus from some scumbag. It's embarrassing. Yeah, I mean, it's actually...
It really is. It really let us down. But I mean, that's just the way the city has gone, Adrian. Would you walk up down O'Connell Street there on your own? You wouldn't. Isn't it sad? I walked in the city for years.
I'm talking about, Jay, a tourist arriving into this country with her suitcase, going on her holidays. She will walk up O'Connell Street because you go to see things like the GPO and whatever. And I'm just... The more I think about it, the more embarrassed I am to be Irish.
But lads,
really,
the reason your man behaved the way he did on the bus, yeah? The reason he behaved that way is because obviously this isn't his first rodeo. He's probably done this before.
He knows you get away with it.
He knows that no one's going to stand up and slap him, give him a good slap. And I know, Jay, I know you would. I know I would have.
Yeah.
I know Adrian probably would.
I'd frog match him off the bus. I done it in my local pub only a couple of months ago. A fella came in, pissed drunk in the middle of the morning at about 2 o'clock on Sunday. We're all down having lunch. Family's having lunch. Sales were falling up. People were just putting their heads down. There was only girls walking the pub. I got up. And I got the biggest fella, but I got up. And I got up and I walked it out. Three times I had to walk about with a bus. When you're doing that, you're afraid. If he falls, or, you know, I'm going to be done.
A guy called Cav, who's an Irish man who lives in Japan, has lived in Japan for years and listens to our podcast every day.
That's true, yeah.
And in fact, he was very helpful to me when I was in Japan a couple of weeks ago. But anyway, he says, my son, who is 20, was born here in Japan, and he suggested going to Ireland in February for the first time since he was 8. I said yes, and I'm going, but I'm worried about letting him go around in Dublin without me. That is so sad to hear. It really, really is. Yeah. It's embarrassing. And as I said, you know, Asian people are coming from a culture where they actually respect each other. They politely get on and off subway trains.
You see them. Yeah. We don't live in that world. We live in a world now where they're all my fighters. I'm the most important person on the fucking planet, and you better respect me. No matter what I decide I want to do, it's somebody else's fault, and somebody else is going to clean up my fucking mess. We've no accountability anymore, okay? We're not locking up the kids, the openers anymore in the juvenile places. Everybody has to be looked after the community, a bit of counselling, talking bullshit. That's all they're doing, pal. We need to go back to fucking, we need that tough guards on the streets that we used to have. All right, we do. I'm sorry, but we do. We need
We've had these conversations as well about guard brutality and everything else. And
can I just say as well, I want to say now in case, and I know probably now is not the time, but to that woman, I was just about to name her there, she didn't want to be named, the lady who was the only person, and the bus driver as well, the only person to stand up to that racist on the bus, yeah? The amount of messages, because I know you are listening to this, and I just want to put your mind at ease. 100% of the messages coming into us on Facebook, on WhatsApp as well at the moment, are all praising you, saying how brilliant you are, saying that we need more people like you, that you saved that woman from a potentially dangerous situation because you had the balls. And in fairness to you, you sound like a no-nonsense woman, and that is absolutely brilliant, that you won't stand by and let something like that happen on public transport. And that when you were shouting at him saying, you don't represent me, you don't represent us, you are dead right. That man, he's not even a man, that prick that was on that bus is not a real man, because a real man doesn't speak to a woman like that. He doesn't represent Ireland. He will say in one hand that he wants to protect Ireland from dangerous men. You need, women need protecting from you, buddy.
Absolutely.
But we want to, but sorry, can I just say, because we wanted to do something for you in case she stops listening. I want to make sure that you hear this. We're going to give you a meal for two to our restaurant partner, the Snail Box Restaurant. We're going to give you a meal for two. Not because he gave us the story, because we had the story anyway. It's not because of that. It's purely because someone like you deserves to be rewarded for what you 100%. Did. And it's a small token from us. That's all it is. We're not looking for praise for it or anything. We just want to let you know, because I know you have to head off soon. And I know you're still listening at the moment. And just to prove Adrian,
there's the voucher in my hand. So we're going to pop that in the post to, to that lady.
You make the noise with the voucher there. So people...
There.
Okay. You always do that.
We're going to pop that voucher in the post today.
Because what you did, you may not think was a big deal, but believe me, that was a very big deal, because you did what a lot of people won't do. So we want you to have a meal out on us.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Anthony, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anthony?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good, thanks, Anthony. What do you want to say on this?
First of all, to say what it was shocking that other people on that bus didn't have the guts, the spines, or the balls to stand up to this fucking absolute piece of garbage of a man who was harassing two women being a racist prick. I mean, they had to be out in the middle of that bus, and they had no balls to go and convert this piece of crap. Because if I was on that bus, I would have been up in that prick's face telling him, get the fuck off, or I'm throwing you off that fucking bus right through the damn window.
And
some people just didn't have the balls. That's the problem nowadays.
But listening, I'm not in any way condoning people not jumping to that lady's help, but when you listen to how aggressive this prick was, I can understand why a lot of people don't want to be getting involved in that.
Aggressive pricks like that bully will always back down when they're confronted by another man. That's what happened. They'll back down when confronted by a man because, you know, they're going to get their arses kicked.
And like we said, that lady is an absolute hero.
Damn right she is.
Yeah, and we're not. We just think she deserves a little something, as you know, from people who've seen the video, who've heard this podcast. She deserves something as a thank you for being a decent Dublin citizen, rather than the scum that live amongst us.
Then, frankly, I think there needs to be more security on Dublin buses as a whole to prevent this kind of thing happening again. Because if this guy did that once, who's to say this piece of garbage, this stain on the shirt of life, wouldn't do that again to some other woman?
I have no doubt he has that sort of aggression in him that he would. The way he spoke to our friend, the lady who had a go at him, you wouldn't talk to a dog like that.
I know, he's just clearly one of those toxic men that hates women, just a racist piece of garbage. That's clearly what he is. He clearly hates women. That guy's just a horrible piece of filth.
And I hope...
security to deal with that. I hope that guy gets maimed and shamed. I hope he gets his life fucking ruined.
Yeah, so do I. So do I. His behaviour towards the two women was just... obnoxious is not even a strong enough word for his behaviour. Let me squeeze in one final call on this. And sorry, yeah.
Can I just say as well, by the way, she is still listening and she's very grateful for her. We didn't do it, as I said. We're not looking for kudos from you all. Thank you for all your messages. That's not the reason. That's not the reason we did it. The only reason we did it is because nobody else is going to give this woman what she deserves, a reward. Yeah,
absolutely. 100%. Angela, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Angela.
Hi, guys. Jesus. Like, I can't believe that nobody else jumped in as well. I just can't, because, okay, if it's a fight, it's different, if it's that. But if it's someone sitting there verbally abusing someone for no... Like, everybody knows. Well, most people know. For years, you go into an airport and Asians are all walking around with masks on. That's because of the pollution in their cities. It's because of, you know, diseases in their city.
Yeah, I was in China long before COVID was ever a thing, and half the people were wearing masks on the streets, yeah.
No, I've flown in and out of England. I've flown to the Caribbean. I've seen, even walking around London, and I've seen it in Dublin as well, years before COVID, and they'd be walking around with masks on. And they do it for your safety as well. You know, and that thick, ignorant idiot to sit there and abuse a woman like that, I just hope that he's found.
So do I.
Really,
and like we heard earlier on, the buses would have CCTV. That particular bus would. It should be possible to identify this guy.
Should be up on Crime Call.
And
put it on Crime Call.
And I see no reason why they wouldn't put it on Crime Call and get this guy identified and named and arrested and prosecuted for his intimidating behaviour towards the two ladies on the bus.
I had it there 2 weeks ago. And I have the video. The guards have the video. I got his registration. I'll send you the video. It's not to go any further. But I had a guy fire stones at me and my dog because we were in swimming in the lake. And that's as true as I'm standing here. And the guards have his reg and everything. Fire stones and said he hoped one of them would hit me between my fucking eyes because my dog was in the lake and barking. He was happy.
Jesus.
And the abuse that I got from him. There was no one around. Do you know what I mean? But people have just gone cuckoo. They're gone absolutely cuckoo.
No, some people, a very small minority have gone cuckoo.
And they have to be made accountable for. They have to be. Because they can't get away with this.
Absolutely,
and
I agree.
Well done to that poor woman.
Brilliant, absolutely. Thanks, Angela. Anthony was on again, and he says all buses should have security on them all the time. That's just not practical, Anthony. There's over 900 buses in Dublin. It's just not practical to have security on every single one of them. What we do have, though, on every single one of them is CCTV, and I hope that this guy will be identified from the CCTV. Let me squeeze in one final message from John.
How you doing, Nigel? How you doing, Jeremy? And this is the reason why I don't use public transport and my kids don't, because we drive them everywhere. We always did. We had to. We've no choice. You know, it's not safe. The city is not safe. Public transport is not safe. It never was, as far as I'm concerned. Fair play to that bus driver. I would have, you know, if I had been there, I would have done the same. Literally. They could not let that happen, you know. I would have done time for that fucker, you know. Very, very sad, really, that we're living with this on a regular. And it's very sad that happened to that girl. She's probably only the country away. Minutes. I'm very pleased for doing what she's done for that girl. She deserves it. Have a great day, guys.
All right, John, thanks very much indeed. And thank you all of you for all of your calls, comments, texts, and opinions. If you enjoyed this podcast, it's an exclusive Opinions Matter edition. Share it on your own social media. And the reason I'm asking you to share it on your own social media is so that people become aware of this story and become aware that absolute, and I'll use the word again, that absolute prick is walking around the streets who can attack women like that. Thank you for listening. Please hit subscribe or follow, click on the bell icon on Spotify, and you'll be notified every time we upload a new episode. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. We'll catch you on the next one.